Just hours after a pre-dawn attack on the Occupy Wall Street encampment in Zuccotti Park, New York City police, backed by private security guards, were at it again.
What you're doing is illegal!
Several more protesters were detained Tuesday, despite having obtained a court order which allowed them to return to the park. That court order was later scrapped after a judge backed a decision by New York City officials to ban protesters from setting up camp in the park. The court's ruling is not expected to change the occupiers' minds.
If we're not allowed back in the park, we intend to continue our movement. We think this will only make us stronger, get more people involved in what we're doing. We'll intend to set up an occupation somewhere else in the city or continue to pursue our right to be able to stay in Zuccotti Park.
Tuesday began with hundreds of protesters, including journalists, being arrested in a pre-dawn police operation. Police raided Zuccotti Park using stun grenades, pepper spray, and batons. New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg, one of the richest men in America, says he ordered the operation because of health and safety reasons. But coincidentally, the surprise police action came just 2 days short of the two-month anniversary of the beginning of the protest movement. Demonstrators are planning to shut down Wall Street, home to the New York Stock Exchange, on Thursday. Protesters say they're furious with what they believe is an unjust economic system that favors the wealthiest 1% of the population. And as things stand, it seems they plan to continue protesting for a long, long time.
Can somebody get some justice out here? Can I get justice?